Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi there, and welcome to this short podcast from Adept English. Sometimes when I'm looking for inspiration for podcasts, I go onto the news websites and look for funny stories. So here's two funny stories I found this week. Listen to this podcast to practice your understanding of spoken English. Funny news stories, so you've no idea what I'm going to say. You don't know what I'm going to talk about. So see how much of this podcast you can understand the first time through. Then listen again a few more times to see how much more you can understand on the second or the third or the fourth listen. And that's before you reach for the dictionary or use Google Translate. If after several listens, you do find you need to look up some words or there are sentences that you just don't understand, then you can go to our website at adeptenglish.com and look at the transcript. Every podcast has with it a written document, which you can read as you listen. But using the podcast this way, where you listen and see how much you can understand, is good practice for real English language situations. It means that you get used to not understanding everything. You get used to not understanding every word, but you keep listening and you try to work it out. That is a really important skill as a language learner. Anyway, funny story number one from this week. If you're a regular listener, you will have heard me complain before about how the motorways in the UK are often blocked up with traffic. Sometimes it takes ages to go anywhere because there are just so many cars on our roads. Especially when I travel up to the north of the country to see my family. The M6 is the motorway which takes you up to the northwestern side of England. I hate the M6. Anyway, this week, a traffic jam on the M6 with a difference. At 5:30 p.m. on Wednesday the 4th of September, a lorry crashed on the M6 into another lorry. And as a result, 32,000 litres of gin were spilt on the road. Oh my goodness, 32,000 litres of gin. What a waste. Can you imagine the smell? All those lovely herbals and juniper berry aromas drifting over the M6 motorway. Anyway, that probably wasn't what the drivers were thinking about who were stuck in the resulting traffic jam. Nobody was hurt or injured in the accident, but there must have been a lot of frustration. The M6 is horrible at the best of times, just too many cars. But on this occasion, when the lorry crashed and spilt its load between junction 19 at Knutsford and 20 Lym. What a lot of commotion. I know that area well. It's just south of Manchester and I've been stuck myself there many times. Apparently, the strength of the gin, the alcohol content, was double what it would normally be. So double strength gin, 80% alcohol. The road was closed for 11 hours. From 5:30 p.m. until 4:30 a.m. the following morning. Queues of traffic stretched for miles and miles while the police tried to dry up the gin by putting sand down on the road. Or at least the fire brigade, I suspect that would be. The motorway was closed in both directions and there was concern for a while that the gin might ignite, might set on fire. So the fire brigade were on standby. One driver, Rachel Sargent, wrote on Twitter, "Been sat on the M6 for 2 hours so far. I am 200 yards away from the 32,000 litres of spilt gin. Heartbreaking that I don't have a straw." Eventually, the gin was successfully made safe by covering it with foam in time to open the motorway again. Just before rush hour the following day. Rush hour means the period of time when it's busy in the morning or in the afternoon because people are going to or from work. And here's some typical British humour. Cheshire Police referred to the whole thing as a gincident. Get it? Oh dear. And the second funny story today, and I was shown this online by one of my daughters before I read the news story. The second funny story is about someone called Jacob Pina from Massachusetts in the USA. He's had a busy week too. After showing off his extremely long 5-inch bum, 5 inches is nearly 13 centimetres, Jacob Pina has been called Thumb Boy. People were shocked by his very, very long thumb, and it does look very strange indeed. A thumb, T-H-U-M-B. Well, on your hand, you have eight fingers and two thumbs. And notice that thumb is one of those words with a silent letter on the end. Thumb, not thumb. 20-year-old Jacob Pina said he doesn't know why his thumb is so long and out of proportion with the rest of his hand. But his long thumbs, I assume it's both of them, not just one of them. That would be even weirder. His long thumbs have given him a big online following. Since last Saturday, Jacob Pina now has more than 2.5 million hearts. That on TikTok, the app he used, is like a like on Facebook. His videos have gone viral. That means a crazy number of people have watched them now. What a thing to be famous for. But go and have a look. It is weird. So for the link to see his giant thumb in action, go to the transcript on our website at adeptenglish.com. It's right at the end. And I've also put in a link to the gincident on the M6. Anyway, if you like what we're doing on the podcast and you want to go further and faster with your English language learning, then have a look at the courses page on our website. Our course one, Activate Your Listening, will help you go much further than the podcast because it gives you practice at English conversation. Two voices, two people speaking, much more complicated than just me. Anyway, enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts, interesting articles and transcripts. That's the written version of this podcast in PDF format. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.